Okay, the previous recording cut out in the middle, so I'm going to be picking up from where I believe it left off. We're in the middle of the packet 6 in the Beitzim and Mechalov. So I believe we're up to the following issue, and that is the Shulchan Aruch, who says that the Beitzim has to be Gemuros, because he holds like the Rashba. Gemuros meaning both the Chelmon and the Chelbon, both the white and the yolk and the white, both. He does give a little bit. He says that if only the chelmon, only the yolk is there, even though, as he said before, you can't eat it with milk, but if you eat it alone, you do not have to wait before eating chalav. However long you wait, your 6 hours, whatever it is, you don't have to wait. You can eat chalav right away. So it's only fleishach sanaf to asr cooking together with milk, but it's not fleishach sanaf to make you wait. And the Pri Chadash argues with this. The Pri Chadash says that, no, we treat it like fleishach the whole 9 yards, and therefore, if you eat the beitzah, which is only the yolk is there, you still have to wait your shear until you eat 6 hours, or however long you wait, till you eat milchiks. Okay, one last thing regarding this issue, and that's the famous kasha that the Achronim ask, and that is the following. Here we said that the Rashba paskins that if it's nigmar, even if it's mur begidim, then it's mutter to eat b'cholov. It has the status of an egg, pariv, and does not have the status of the chicken. However, the Shulchan Aruch earlier in Simen Pei Vav paskins that if you hit a tarnagolus on its tail and you cause a beitza to come out, so if it's nigmar, if even though it's nigmar, if it's mur begidim, it's still asr als evrim en hachai. So, I don't understand. If it's Avram and Achai, aren't you basically saying it's part of the chicken? But here the Rashba says, in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that if it's Mu'ura, it doesn't matter. If it's Nigmar, it's not part of the chicken. So, is it or is it not part of the chicken? Stira seems to be a stira. In Hilchos Basar B'Cholov, we Paskin that it's separate, but by Avram and Achai, we Paskin that it's part of the chicken. So there are several terutzim that are given. The Shach and the Taz all deal with this, and they give terutzim. I'm going to mention two terutzim now, two basic ones. One terutz of the Shach is that by Avram and Achai, it's in their raiso, so are machmir. And here we're talking about Of Pecholov, so that Of Pecholov is the Rabbanon, so are mekel. And that's, and nothing more to it. By the raiso, we'll treat it like the chicken, and by the Rabbanon, we'll treat it separate. There's another teretz, a further teretz the Shach gives, which is a more fundamental teretz, and he says like this, maybe these two issues are not Hava HaTalia. Maybe that while it doesn't have, it's not Basar, right, and that's the reason why it'll be Pariv here, but it will still be Asr Al Se'evrim Min HaChai. And it could still be part of the Chai, but even though it doesn't have a shame buster. And he brings a riotous. He says that even milk would have been considered Avram and Achai if not for a special Xeris HaKosov. So that Xeris HaKosov, which matters milk, basically matters things which are not at all connected to the animal. If it's Mu'ur Be'idim, if a Beitza is Mu'ur Be'idim, even though it's not considered Basar, but it's still under the category of Avram and Achai. And therefore, it's just these two halachos are different halachos. That's how he answers up the problem. Okay, going on to the next issue, and that is mecholov. So the Gemara Chulin on Kuf Yudalet says that hamavashal b'mecholov, literally the water of milk, your pater. So what is this water of milk that is not considered halachically midrashi to be milk? So we have two pshatim. Rashi's pshat is that mecholov is nesuvi dechalba, which we call whey, which is basically the water component of the milk. If you separate the milk into the cheese part and the water part, like if you leave your container of milk in the fridge too long, so it starts to separate. And there's a water part, and then there's the more mamasha stick of cheese, and they start separating. So the water part, which we call whey, that is considered to be mechalov, and that is not considered halachically to be milk. That's Shita's Rashi. The Rush argues, and the Rush says, no, that the water component is considered to be milk, the whey, If you further break the way down into its water component and its mamashos, then the water component of the way, that may mechalav, that super water, that is what is considered to be mechalav and not considered to be milk. So it's basically the water component of the way. Rashi holds it's the water component of the milk. And the Rosh says it's the water component of the whey, the water component of the water component of the milk. The Shulchan Aruch says an interesting thing. He passes like the Rosh, however he presents it as like Yesh Misha Oser. There are those who aser, but he doesn't quote anyone who is master. He only quotes one Shita, which is the Shita of the Rosh. But he presents it as the Yesh Misha Oser. So that's that. That's that shir. Let's do one more shir here, because it was missed on the other recording. And we'll do the shir, which was Yayin Sarif Pesach, which is the halacha of whiskey on Pesach. So, what is whiskey? Whiskey is basically fumes, which come from chitim, from chametz, and you use those fumes, and you turn that into whiskey. So what's the halachic status of that on Pesach? So basically, there are two basic rishonim we need to know, and then based on these two rishonim, we're going to have then three shitas in the poskim. So one shita, which we're already familiar with, is the Shur HaRosh, who holds that in general, Zeya is Aser. So if you have steam of milk, that has the halacha of milk. So if you have, let's say, hot milk, milk on a fire, and the steam goes up, and you have a hanging salami, and it's still Yadzo Lezesbo, that hot steam will Aser the salami, because the steam of the milk will have the halacha of milk. And he learns this from halachas of Machshirin, and that's the shita of the Rosh, and that's what we generally assume. However, there's another shita. The second shita is the Rivash, we've seen this earlier also, and the Mishkanos Yaakov is a big proponent of this, who holds that no, there's no Zeya by Ochlin. The steam of milk is not halachically milk. It's Nishtana, it's Nifsal, it doesn't have that halacha of milk. Have we molded that if something is Aser Bahana, it's like Yayin Nesach, so the steam of Yayin Nesach will be Aser, but regular in Isra Achilo, the Zeya does not have the status of the food. So according to the Mishkanos Yaakov, based on the Rivash, that steam of milk will not be milchix. Based on these Shitos, we can now come to the three Deos, which by Yayin Sarf, by whiskey. Now, I'll just mention one or two names for each of these shitos. First shita is the Masas Binyamin. Masas Binyamin, he's a Rosh person. He holds that Zeya is considered like the food itself. So therefore, whiskey is the Zeya of the Chitim. It's the Zeya of Chametz. Some Mela, it's Chametz. So whiskey is Chametz Gomer, according to the Masas Binyamin. Done. Second shita is that of the Mishkanos Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim. They are Rivash people. They hold that really it's Zeya Ba'alma. So if you make this whiskey before Pesach, so it's not Aser Bahana, so then it really is technically Mutter Bahana on Pesach, because all it is Zeya of the Chitim, and that's Zeya Ba'alma. They don't really give status to Zeya Ba'alma. So while Midr Abonon, you can't eat it, but there's no Iser of Chameis She'avar Alav HaPesach on this, because it's just Zeya Ba'alma. Midrabanan, you can't eat it. But the shiloh which generally comes up is people aren't interested in drinking their whiskey on Pesach, they're interested in keeping it for Pesach. You know, let's say they didn't do a mechira, they don't want to do a mechira, is there an Isser of Chameis She'avar Alav HaPesach? So according to Mishkanos Yaakov on the Beis Ephraim, whiskey is just Zeya Ba'alma, there'd be no Isser of Chameis She'avar Alav HaPesach. The third shita is that of the Minchas Baruch, who that's a slightly different type of a svara. He says that the whiskey is basically made of the steam of chitim, which let's say that's be'en of chitim, okay? But it's also water. So it's a combination of water and the be'en of the chametz. So that's what we call taroves chametz. So whiskey, he categorizes it as taroves chametz. So while, of course, taroves chametz you can't eat on Pesach, but there's no knas of chametz shavar alav haPesach on taroves chametz. So therefore, if someone doesn't want to sell their chametz or forgot to sell their chametz, their whiskey after Pesach would be mutter, according to the Minchas Baruch. Likewise, like we said, mutter according to Mishkanos Yaakov, only according to the Masas Binyamin Mahalach, who holds that it's Chamis Gomer, they, that sheet would hold its Aser, but not the other sheet.